This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. On Dynamic banter.
I don't know why the music...
Is the guitar...
Mike, can I say something?
Yeah.
The music that I used to pull sound clips from, it just doesn't work anymore. Like, I hit play and it just sits there. Remember the place where you hear, you can do something,
yeah, that was like for
a candy addiction.
Yeah.
I can't get it.
This is a good...
It just sits here.
This would be a good argument to get a soundboard. So you could hit the same things all the time.
Yeah.
Go-to,
yeah.
Classics.
I've seen them. They're like little things. They sit right here and you just push a little. You just go and you push it.
Yeah.
It would make it more fun to do.
Yeah.
If it was right here. For me, honestly, because I'm over here doing like. Blah, 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 blah.
We've been doing this for how long?
7 years.
7 years. And happy anniversary.
Happy seventh year doing Dynamic Banter anniversary to you,
Mike. Starting to feel that itch.
Where's my fucking horn?
Anyway, I want to say that maybe if we had one more person working for us or with us who could help us maybe own and operate a soundboard.
Man, that would be a very intense vetting process.
How so?
Because there's an art to being a distraction and bringing in what some would say genius level timed jokes.
Uh-huh.
It's an art.
The ones that we make.
Yeah. And the ones that come out of this computer monitor over here.
So I'm saying if we had someone.
Beep. The ones that go beep.
Was that one or was that you?
Who knows? I don't even know anymore. I'm part of this machine now, Mike.
Do you want?
I am Dynamic Banter.
To make a soundboard, or no, or yes.
Yes, but I think that another person could not be in control of it, unless for some reason.
Who's saying that?
Well, I thought you were saying like we'd get another person.
That's such
to operate.
Steve, and forgive me, such a stupid assumption.
I love it. Then I think we're on the same page, and I think that we should continue on. Welcome to Dynamic Banter. What a day we're having so far, guys. It's 10:30 in the morning. We're awake and we're ready for a day of jumps and runs.
Remember when there was a time in your life where your day was legitimately jumps and runs?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
During the summertime, you would ride your bicycle to friend's house.
You couldn't wait to go outside to jump and run.
I remember I'd wake up 9:30 in the morning, maybe flip on half a cartoon. Then my imagination will be elsewhere. I would have to go outside, jump, run.
Yeah. There's so many amazing novels that start like that. I was a young child. Jump and run, the whole thing.
The whole while. You remember that episode of Winnie the Pooh where he was like, oh, Eeyore. Eeyore from that show with Ray Romano. Deborah. Eeyore, maybe if you went outside and jumped and run, you wouldn't be so sad all the time, Arthur.
I don't have the strength.
Okay, Eeyore, why don't you put a sock in it? You're bumming us all out.
I'm depressed as shit. I'm gonna kill myself probably and nobody cares.
We love you, Eeyore. You're just a stuffed animal. You live
nobody
forever.
Nobody cares about my dumbass.
Was Eeyore a stuffed animal?
Yeah, they're all stuffed animals.
Interesting.
Every one of them is a stuffed animal. Good. Imagine being a stuffed animal, but you're depressed forever.
That's too bad.
That's like a curse.
Well, maybe if you were made and constructed with love,
yeah,
and then they gave you to a kid who just coughed on you all the time for 10 years of his life.
It's almost like...
You'd be kind of bummed out.
Because, like, would you ever watch those Winnie Pooh adventures?
Yeah, that's what I'm... That's what the impression
and
was.
You'd watch them a lot.
Yeah.
And alone, you, only would child. You remember that...
Had to internalize a bunch.
Would you remember that watching that was like, man, I wish I was living in the Winnie Pooh adventures. Like, I want to be Christoph Robin. I want to be a bear in this world. I want to be an owl. Like, didn't you dream of being Tigger and bouncing around all over the place when you were a kid?
No.
You didn't dream. You didn't pretend to be Tigger ever in your life, you
I
think?
Didn't want
to
be... I thought the Winnie the Pooh episodes, though I enjoyed Winnie the Pooh, I think he's a delightful fellow.
Yeah, it's not the best. It's not the best.
But I thought it was kind of all the things I watched, it was kind of like, like everyone's kind of, I didn't want to be there.
Oh, you didn't want to be in the Hundred Acre Wood.
No, I wanted to be in a fun place.
You didn't want
to
be in the Hundred Acre Wood.
So you go there, Eeyore's always depressed, that rabbit's always pissed off about something, and your best friend's stuck in a tree trying to get honey. And doesn't know that his little bear heart is about to be attacked by its own body. And he's always pissing off bees. You want to be around somebody who's always pissing off bees? And that's something to think about. PSA.
I don't disagree with you, Mike, but I'm trying to find out. I mean, you're not wrong. I'll give you that. You're not wrong. Well, what's wrong with the Hundred Acre Wood?
I would say just nothing's wrong with it. It's just out of all the things I watched, that's the thing I wanted to be involved with maybe the least.
All I'm trying to say is that I think Eeyore is cursed. I think that cursed. Eeyore was a person in another life who always wanted to be a stuffed animal.
He always
and be loved by someone and held and trusted and... And
into.
Brought to, you know, adulthood and then handed down maybe to another child or what have you. Mm-hmm. I think that was his dream. That, you know, he never got enough love. But he was also maybe kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So in his next life, he became Eeyore.
Can I yes and you real quick?
Yeah.
Definitely was a real person who was a piece of shit who secretly always wanted a tail.
Like Eeyore's tail?
No, he was a person who was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Who always wanted a tail.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, and so, Ryan, are you getting my, do you catch my meaning?
And so he became Eeyore.
Eeyore, who is forever.
Depressed.
Depressed and losing his tail. Do you remember that part of Eeyore?
I don't remember that part
you
of
know
Eeyore.
Eeyore's tail was nailed on with a nail?
Yeah,
with
I do
a nail.
I do remember that.
Eeyore's tail was nailed on with a nail.
Maybe that's why, like, something's up with Eeyore.
Yeah.
Eeyore is a troubled person.
He was.
What do you mean by was?
If we're doing the same hypothetical scenario, it was a person who was a piece
of shit.
Oh,
right. Okay, I don't care about the person he was, because now he's Eeyore. The person he was is not Eeyore level.
We're the same. If it's it's one being.
Right. But I don't care. I'm not choosing to focus on the man. I'm focusing on the donkey or whatever he is.
Okay.
Is he a donkey?
The soul is the same.
Eeyore is a donkey.
Sad donkey?
He's like a real short donkey.
Yeah. He's a Shetland donkey.
Is Eeyore a fat donkey?
I think so. Chubby donkey boy.
Oh, man.
Remember Chubby Eeyore... Donkey Boy from Salute Your Shorts?
Dude. Chubby Donkey Boy. You know what's ridiculous is, like, even though that's funny as fuck, nothing is as funny as what they actually called him. Before you say
that's like what I said, as clever and as fast as it was, way less of a blow than the actual name of the guy.
It was perfect and funny, but what they actually called
nothing
him in the
worse.
Show.
Nothing worse than that.
There was a show called Salute Your Shorts, and the the large gentleman.
The portly boy.
The portly boy in the show. was called, and I shit you not. Did we ever learn his real name?
Probably.
Probably, yeah. But they called him, his character name was Donkey Lips. They called him Donkey Lips! This poor, overweight man. Not only is he overweight, in a time where largely being overweight was seen as like a kind of...
You just get made fun of. There was just, no,
you're
like...
You're just bullied.
This whole not shaming people is maybe 6 months old.
Yeah.
Before that, it was...
It was the you Wild were the West.
Joke. Yeah.
Guess what? You were a little overweight. You are now forever a joke.
If there was nothing else to do and you were just hanging out with somebody who was fat, what you would do is make fun of that.
Absolutely.
Person.
It would lead to that. Yeah. Eventually it would lead to that.
Yeah. You guys hungry? Nah. Hey, I bet. Bet Josh could use a bite.
Let's go to Josh's house because you know what's in their kitchen.
Hey, you guys hungry? Check Josh's pockets. Guys, I don't have anything. And they always had, they always made them have a weird voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like fatness even affects if, your
and
voice.
And it wasn't like their voice at all.
No.
But it was like, you went lower with it.
And there was a lisp. There was always.
There was definitely a lisp.
Why in the 90s did all fat people have lisps?
Oreo cookies.
Oreo cookies.
Because I guess it's
Donkey
because
lip.
Not only is it funny, not only is it funny that we've got an overweight person, we've got to give them a funny name and a funny voice.
Yeah, it's all very important. Rule of threes.
It's the rule of threes, and it's like, what's funnier than a fat person?
First
I can't
of all,
think of much.
I'm sitting here at the writer's table saying nothing.
I'm blank. My brain is blank when I try to think of what's funnier than a fat person.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So you already have a funny thing.
Yeah.
Then you give them a funny name like...
Josh.
No, it was like Donkey Lips. What do you call him? What is our hypothetical fat kid from the 80s name? We'll call him Lizard.
No, it's got to be kind of smell.
But it has to be something gross. That's why
Blotch.
Blotch. That's it. Blotch. And the reason why they call him that, the reason why they call him that is because no matter what shirt he's wearing,
there's always a
there's
bit of a
some
mess.
Kind of a blotch on it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some stain.
Yeah.
No matter how new the shirt is.
We're never going to win tug of war. Wait a minute. Somebody call Blotch.
Blotch! Blotch! Blotch!
Let's only like him for the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Right, and then what happens is he wins, and then for some reason the hot girl likes him, and that's funny, because a fat guy and a hot girl could never be together.
That's true, and then they kiss, and it's hilarious.
And it's like, whoa, what? I would never expect that!
Dude, and then the offshoot of all that stuff, the runoff, is that the movie comes out and it's a big hit, and then every fat kid in schools around the country is called Blotch.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like,
give me your chips, Blotch.
Dude, I can't even tell you how many times I was called Angus.
Yeah, dude. Angus. Every generation has a fat.
Remember Angus? I'm so happy you remember Angus. Of course you remember Angus.
Yeah, we remember most of the same things.
Is that a lightsaber?
The, home.
Dude, Angus is so good, and you can't find it fucking anywhere.
Maybe
Dude,
it's problematic.
No, it... Well, yeah, maybe it is. Damn.
Probably.
But I related to it because I was a fat kid.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck yeah, dude, that's me up there with my best friend who was also kind of like Dingus or whatever the fuck his
name
was.
Who I was, the redheaded kid?
The redheaded kid, yeah.
I was... He... was like a waiter in a restaurant that I went to recently. And I was like, hey man, are you Samna, whatever his real name is. I looked it up and he's like, yeah. And I said, I just want you to know, cause he was in, this is beautiful.
He's in like American Pie and stuff.
He was in American Pie. And, he was in Black Sheep. And I said, because of the movie Black Sheep, your face is ingrained in my head.
Yeah, forever.
And I got a lot of enjoyment out of that as a kid, and I just wanted to tell you that.
I'll always remember him as the kid in Angus. Go for it, Angus.
Yeah.
He has that moment where his ears are all backlit and they look, and he just has that that look. If anybody's curious about the movie Angus, at least go to YouTube and type in Angus movie trailer and at least see that. The soundtrack was like fucking Green Day.
Dude, all 90s soundtracks.
It was all, dude, that soundtrack really is stuff. So good.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to iTunes and look for the Angus soundtrack, which is probably the only thing you can find of Angus right now.
Yeah.
It's real good stuff.
Soundtrack is rated R, by the way.
Dude, that Green Day song that's on there?
Which one?
I forgot what it was called. It was like, it was like an abbreviation.
Did it sound like this? Why?
No, it
sign
was.
Sign well.
It was like an abbreviated name or something. And it was like, gotta make a plan, gotta do what's right, gotta run around and talk a baby, wanna have a right banana, wanna be the name, mama, baby, mama, wait.
J-A-R.
Yeah, Jar.
Jason Andrew Relva.
Yeah. It's got a sick bass lick right in the opening.
Is he playing with a pick as hard as he possibly can down by his knees? Every song kind of sounds like this. We bought 17 albums of it.
Two fingers on the fretboard up and down.
Two fingers on the fretboard up and down. I bet I could play any random Green Day song and it'll sound like that.
Yeah.
Here's another random Green Day song.
You really could skip
around. How many times do you think I can do this?
So many times. You could skip around on any album and achieve the same effect.
Canada better get me crying.
Dude, it got to a point where I would shuffle. Did you ever have one of those like 3-CD disc changer things? Where
no,
you could
I wasn't
put,
rich, Steve.
Come on, Mike. You had one. Those things weren't expensive.
You mean the just like the ones home stereo?
Yeah. Yeah, yes, the one where you absolutely can put like 4 CDs in and you're like, fuck, I can have 4 CDs on standby.
Yeah.
And I can listen to 4 different albums.
And in your mind, it. In your mind, you're like, at once.
Dude, and you could shuffle it and it would take like 30 seconds.
And then it would get jostled and the CD
and
would come off the thing.
Yeah, and it would go. What Sade song is this?
Was this Bell Bibba Bo?
So Eeyore is a fat donkey with a tail nailed to his ass.
Same.
Yeah, yeah.
Different song, but same.
Two fingers on the fretboard, and now we're going up and down.
They made a lot of money only kind of knowing how to play the guitar, and that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, it's punk rock.
For them.
That's what punk rock is. You don't have to know how to play the guitar.
Yeah.
You just put enough distortion on it and scream into a microphone, and that's punk rock, baby.
Say something about it.
Say something in your heart, baby. You want to do some fucking punk rock? You got to do this in your heart, baby. Cut it open, let it bleed on the microphone, and it's punk rock, baby.
Do you want to be just a cog in the machine, or do you want to do something?
Here's what you do. Rule number one. You got water in your mouth. You got to spit it.
Spit it out.
Number one, spit it out. Whenever you got a chance.
You got water in your mouth. Spit it out.
It doesn't matter where you are, mate. Spit it. You're in your mother's living room.
Spit it out. Rule number two.
What's that again?
Rule number two. Take the collar of your bulldog and put it around your arms and neck.
That's right.
That's punk rock. Spit it out.
You go to the store and you see those collars with the metal spikes.
Go to the pet store. Go.
And you're going to buy those belts and you're going to buy those chokers and you're going to wear them, mate. That's punk rock.
It's punk rock. Spit it out.
And when you're in that store buying it, spit it out.
Spit it out.
Rule number three. You ready?
All right.
Rule number fucking three.
Write it down.
F-R-E-E. Free. Rings, mate. You gotta wear a lot of rings.
That's rule number three.
Every finger. you gotta have four rings
on every finger.
Every finger, mate. You're going to want your coppers. You're going to want your silvers. You want them on your fingers, mate. Four.
Rule number four.
That's 20 rings, mate. On your hand. Mate. 20 rings.
Don't even go to the pawn store and think about buying an electric guitar if you don't have 20 rings.
Spit it out. And number five, punch it. Just fucking punch it.
Fucking punch it, you slag.
Just punch it, mate. It don't matter what it is. Name off a few things for me, mate.
Guitar.
Punch it.
Punching bag.
Punch it.
Fred's dog.
Punch it.
Store owner, shop owner.
Punch it.
Bag of chips.
Punch it.
Box of chips?
Punch it! Oi, let me rattle off some for you, mate.
Oi, let's see how I do.
Light
punch
pal-
it.
Your nan.
Say again?
Your
punch
nan-
it!
That's how it takes, mate.
So Eeyore is a fat, depressed...
You don't remember that it had a tail nailed to its ass?
Eeyore's a fat donkey who has depression and has a tail nailed to his ass.
All cartoons like that that are really well done have to mean something else.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think Winnie the Pooh is a child's... each one represents like a... like. Different parts of a child's personality, I thought.
Oh. And this has been funny.
Right? I that's what I thought.
What part of your childhood has a tail nailed to its ass?
That's a great point. I mean, sometimes when...
That was pretty punk rock of Eeyore to do.
Yeah, man.
Oi, mate. Look at that fat donkey over there.
Oi, that's a good-looking Shetland pony.
My lord, that's a fat donkey, ain't it?
Look at his mouth. Look at his lips.
Fat donkey. Oi, mate. Look here. Has it got a tail nailed to its fucking bum?
Oi, that's rock and roll.
God damn it.
I just love that in the books, Eeyore's level of... This is a sentence on the Wikipedia. Eeyore's level of literacy is unclear.
I'm illiterate.
Dude, who fucking... Who goes on the internet searching for that? Eeyore's adorable. Probably my favorite character on the show.
Listen.
Wish I could give him a big hug. How's he read at? What level does he read
it's
at?
It's like when fucking J.R.R. What's her name? Fucking Rowling. J.K.R.R.
Just kidding, Rowling.
J.J. Abrams. J.J.R.R. Tolkien. Rowling. K.
Henry.
Rowling.
J. Rawlings. K.
Henry J.K. Rowling.
Yes.
Band. I want that shirt.
Make it. Make it. Dream
yeah,
it.
I think I'm going to make that. Anyway, but she tweets out shit like years after the books have been out. Did you know she's been doing this?
No.
She.
Oh, she makes characters gay and stuff like that.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. She's like.
That's fun. She could do that.
Yeah, but like, sure, she can do it. But then she started saying shit like.
Also, they're all. Wombats.
Wizards learned, like, I'm not even kidding, man. She said that wizards learned how to, like, poop and pee wherever they want, and then they can use their magic to make the, like, poop and pee go somewhere else before it, like, hits the floor or wets them up.
Before it hits the floor?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they magically send it somewhere. And then she said it's like it goes to like a shit place. I'm not even fucking kidding, man. It's like Lombardium, she's lost her mind.
Flushiosha.
Levitosis to shit mountainous.
It goes to a shit place.
It goes to some shit place. Yeah, man. She's lost her mind, maybe.
I shall send my shite off to New Jersey.
Oi. Mate. You heard?
Punch it. What were we doing?
J.K. Rowling. You know, that geezer wrote Harry Potter.
I don't like books. They make me mad.
Let me tell you what she say, mate.
Oh, is she talking shite?
Nah, mate. She says something pretty fucking punk rock, mate.
Oh, I'm always.
She fucking say these wizards are, making their poops in their shits. Oh. Go to a poop place. That's fucking punk rock, mate.
First of all, speed out.
Yeah, boy. You don't have to, you don't have to remind me, mate.
Second of all, maybe
any
we
time
should...
I got something in my mouth, I'm spitting it out.
Mate.
See?
I'm thinking maybe we should pick up the van. And moved abandon his whole punk rock operation to Shit Mountain.
God bless you, mate. That's what I was fucking thinking. I can't wait to live in shit. Ain't nothing more punk rock than that, mate.
I think, talking about socioeconomically, we're already living in shit. Spit it out! Punch it!
Rule number 6. After you punch it. Let's be honest, mate. You're going to be bleeding. Your knuckles are going to be cracked open. You're going to be dripping like mama's pie. So rule number 6, mate. Start gripping shits. Pick up shits with your bloody hands. Get the shit in your bloody hands. Mix the shit. With your wounds, mate.
Hey, Nigel.
Mix the shit in blood, mate.
Nigel, yeah, mix the shit.
Number Nigel, 6, Nigel. Punk rock, mate.
Do you want to speak to you over here?
What's up, moment? Mate? Yeah. Yeah.
I'll speak to you over here.
Of course,
here
mate.
Moment.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, mate.
We've got to discuss. Number. Rule number 6, mate.
Oi, yeah.
The one
yeah, the one where you mix, yeah. Where you mix up real shit in your wounds.
I heard
yeah,
you.
Punk rock, baby.
I heard you the first time.
Look at my knuckles right now.
Marty.
Look at my knuckles before you say another word. You see them scabs?
Yeah, you're right. Punch a maniac, you are.
These hands are swollen, mate.
Yeah.
Because I've been punching shit.
What?
I've been punching shit, mate.
Why though? Why though?
Because it's punk rock, mate. A doctor says I'm going to lose my hands.
You went to a doctor?
Punk rock.
That's not very punk rock.
My friend's a doctor. He's a punk rock doctor. Punk rock doctor.
Eeyore's level of literacy is unclear. When Christopher Robin shows him the letter A, Eeyore does not understand its meaning. Knowing only that it
that was
means
a great episode.
Knowing only that it means learning. Something he desperately wants to be seen as having, but he angrily destroys the letter after finding that rabbit, who is quite literate. Knows about it already.
He wanted to be the first one to know about what somebody else had written down.
Nevertheless, he spells his own name Eeyore when signing the resolution that the animals give to Christopher Robin as a farewell present in the final chapter.
Wait.
Of the books. Like the end of the books. Like he gifts Christopher Robin a present that is that has misspelled letters on it. So he never learned how to write in the, all of the years he knew Christopher Robin.
That's very sad.
He was illiterate the entire time.
Do you think that Eeyore is like that dimension's John Hancock and little stuffed animal delivery bunnies say, can I get your Eeyore on this? Let me drop a package.
Yeah, I'll sign it. I hope it's my melatonin.
Eeyore also wrote the awkwardly rhymed poem called Poem, which appeared on the Resolution, making him the only character in the Winnie the Pooh books, other than Pooh himself, who attempts to write poetry. A fact that Eeyore himself notes. When Pooh humbly declares that Eeyore's poetry is better than his own.
Humbly bragging.
Really believing it to be true, Eeyore vainly replies that
it was meant to be.
Eeyore has a poor opinion of most of the other animals in the forest, describing them as having no brain at all, some of them. Ooh.
We got a real glass house situation.
Sounds like we got a Republican over here. Only gray fluff that's blown into their heads by mistake. From chapter one of The House at Pooh Corner. Eeyore's favorite food is thistles.
Thistles? Like the down of the?
Wow.
That's just in there somewhere.
He lives in the southeast corner of the 100-acre wood in an area labeled Eeyore's Gloomy Place.
I'm in the south side.
Rather boggy and sad.
I'm in that bridge and tunnel person.
He has a stick house therein called The House at Pooh Corner.
Right next to Shit Mountain.
Pooh and Piglet built right next to where Winnie the Pooh dumps his shit from his septic system.
I empty out my septic system in Eeyore's back porch.
Well, it was there to begin with.
He smells like shit.
Pooh and Piglet built it for him after accidentally mistaking the original house that Eeyore built for a pile of sticks. Here's a house we accidentally built for you, man. Yes, you can have it. Nobody likes you. On Eeyore's birthday, he's given an empty honey jar from Pooh for keeping things in, a popped red balloon from Piglet to keep in the pot, and a note from Owl. What do you think was on the note, Mike? From Owl.
Nobody fucking likes you.
It says, clean up your shit.
Hey, put this balloon in this jar. And that'll be it.
Just says, fix your life.
It smells like shit over here.
It said, fix your life. And then there's like a shot of like Eeyore opening it. And he looks at it. And then he looks over at Owl. And Owl's just staring at him.
He's like this. He's like... Fix your... Could somebody read this to me, first of all?
Yeah, it says, fix your life. That's a good one. Everyone's laughing. And then he takes a little sip. Some kind of drink Pooh is giving... Thank you for making the mouth move at the end.
That's important.
I appreciate
it.
Eeyore is surprisingly good at the game Pooh Sticks, winning more times than anyone else when it is played in the sixth chapter. Is it because Pooh dumps his Pooh Sticks all over him and he practices all day?
Pooh Sticks, that's where all of my best friends come over and clean up my shit.
The thing about Eeyore is like, I don't know if he's still depressed, but wouldn't that be not great for kids?
What would be worse, pretending that people were never depressed?
Well, no,
and then you grow up thinking that you're a goddamn alien. At least if you grow up depressed, you could be like, I'm a little Eeyore today.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Identify with
sure,
something.
But like I grew up.
Then you nail a tail to yourself.
I grew up seeing Eeyore as a perpetually depressed person that would never be happy. Mm. And that's not okay, because that would make a kid think like, fuck, then I'll always be like that, and I'm going to be that guy in my friend's group.
Wasn't
that's just
happy
sad
once?
Forever.
What well, about on his birthday when he got a jar?
Well, that's the thing. It's like...
Favorite jar.
I think probably now I'm assuming they've updated him and made it more like he's sad sometimes and then he's happy a lot of other times. And that would make me happier to see, because then it would normalize
a whole
those
like
feelings.
Our generation thinks of Eeyore as the depressed guy.
Yeah.
And then the newer generation is like, oh, Eeyore just gets quiet sometimes.
Eeyore's that guy.
How do you spell Eeyore?
E-E-Y... O-R-E. And by the way, he misspells his own name.
So how do we know? Does he have a birth
certificate? Dude, who was mad at this donkey? He's a fat donkey that can't spell his own name with a tail nailed to his ass.
Oh, look at this. How about this? This is a picture of Eeyore smiling. What do you think about that?
Oh, man. All right, let's do some ads here.
Where's his my tail was straight up nailed onto his body.
Yeah, everything. And everything you see, his tail is nailed to his body.
Do you think it was... I don't want to think about that.
Oi, mate. I just ran number 6 past the other boys. And I think you might be right about it being a little too much.
Oi. Interesting.
Yeah, mate. So what I was gonna do then, cause it's pretty punk rock, is first I'm gonna punch it, but then I'm gonna go ahead and let you come up with number 6 then, mate.
Or I wasn't expecting all this pressure, but I think one of the most punk rock friends we could do.
Yeah, can't wait.
Is to play music.
Fuck yeah, mate.
What do you think about
and
that?
And we'll call them the 6 rules of being a punk rock star.
It's pretty dope.
Absolutely, Maritzin. No, mate, I'm not going to all about it.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen... Shout out to Squarespace.
One time. Love me some Squarespace.
What can you do with Squarespace? Well, you can build a website and turn your idea into a website, showcase your work, blog or publish content. You can sell products and services of all kinds. You can promote your physical or online business, announce an upcoming event or special project, and so much more. In fact, Mike Falzone of this podcast that you're listening to has a Squarespace website and has used it for a long time.
You're 100% right, Steve. And it's the number one place where fans of mine and fans of ours could go see where I'm doing stand-up. And I think that's a very popular use for it. Also, that there's a direct link to the Dynamic Banter store and all the things that we do.
I use it to get me going a little bit in the bedroom. Squarespace also has beautiful templates created by world-class designers, a powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything online. The ability to customize the look and feel, settings, products, and more with just a few clicks. Guys, you don't have to be a computer wizard.
Nuh-uh.
You don't have to be a design major.
I am a big idiot.
Yeah, you don't have to be really... You can... Anybody can use Squarespace,
yeah,
essentially.
Not only that, but if you do have a problem, they got this 24/7 customer service 365 days a year. Call them when your mom's in town.
Yeah, call them when your mom's in town and spend time with the customer support people for a bit. Introduce them to your mom, and if you have any questions, they're there for you. So, guys.
You have questions about your mom?
Make it yourself. Easily create a website by yourself. That's the motto that's one of the mottos of Squarespace anyway. So, if you go to squarespace.com/banter, you'll get a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. And this music ended, so we're going to start it over. That's right. You go to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Make it stand out. Stand out with a beautiful website with Squarespace.
It was lovely, Steve.
Thanks, man. That's a nice track, too.
Is there another ad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, this is nice. This is like in a sexy elevator in a hotel. That's out of your price range.
Yeah. Ooh, what am I doing in here? It smells too nice.
This, you get in there with your lady, and maybe you're all dressed up to go to dinner, and you're like, I don't know if I could afford this.
Me, undies! Hey, if you're like me and Mike, you probably spend about 90% of your life in underwear.
Hell yeah.
So don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you're wearing the softest undies in town?
You're making a great point, Steve, and I'm hooked. I'm listening.
That's why we wear MeUndies.
Dude, I got a package yesterday.
Oh, isn't it nice?
They sent me the pants.
I love it. Oh, really? I'm waiting for the pants.
I slept in them last night.
I'm waiting for the pants, and I'm waiting for the onesie. I want the onesie.
Yeah. The micromodal fabric.
Oh, you kidding me, man? It's so nice. It really is the softest underwear I've ever worn in my life, and the pants feel nice, and the material is just crazy. You have to feel it for yourself.
It's like being wrapped in your happiest memory.
But guys, not only are they comfortable, and not only will you feel like your loins are being hugged by joy itself.
Yeah. It's like a really good doctor's holding your stuff.
But MeUndies gives you multiple style options for both men and women. Men can now try the new boxer brief with fly, which is the same great cut as a boxer brief, but now with an added option for guys who prefer to go through the gate.
You like to peek it out of the gate?
Versus over the fence.
Do you like to get Kentucky Derby with it?
I don't like going over the fence.
You're a gate boy?
I'm a gate boy.
Huh.
I go over the fence because I have to.
Yeah.
But I don't prefer it.
Interesting.
MeUndies is also the go-to for the softest loungewear on the planet. Hang out in their super comfy lounge pants and onesies. Yes, MeUndies makes onesies, guys. Onesies from MeUndies. Onesies.
Wendy's my favorite cheeseburger place. You can go there afterwards.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners, for any first-time purchasers. When you get any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. That's 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on in your life.
They really are amazing.
So to get 10% off, I'm sorry, to get 15% off your first
that's
pair,
even more than that.
Free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter.
Dude.
And get your best man hour in that underwear in it. I'll be aligned.
Spit out. Dude, can I just say one real quick?
Yeah, of course, man.
When I
you say whatever you want, Mike. It doesn't have to be quick.
When I get the MeUndies package, it gives me a different feeling than I get with any other package.
I know.
It's like holding, it's like, you know, this is going to be intimately comfortable.
And you know, you're happy to add it to your collection.
Yeah.
And
I throw
like,
out an old pair of underwear every time MeUndies comes
out. I want exclusively MeUndies in my life. I don't want anything else.
Trying to get him out. Can I also make a very... What was that, do you think?
That was a stomach?
Your stomach made harmony with itself?
Your stomach is a digital chime of some sort?
Your stomach is a wonderland. That's the one I was thinking of. Through that silence. I also want to remind everyone that our 2-hour second show from Nashville is up for sale in the Dynamic Banter store, and it's fucking awesome. A bunch of people have gotten it, and then they referenced it.
Really? That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Can we get a copy to Owen, or at least the audio? How do we get the audio? I have the audio?
I think so.
We'll figure this out. But I want to get it to Owen, because Owen was like, I want to hear that second show.
Okay.
He's a good boy.
Tell him it's $9.99.
Yeah, I mean, you can send it to him, but tell him it's $9.99.
You could send him the link. I miss Owen. It was good to see him the other night.
Yeah, man. He's whenever I see him, he seems to be doing well, and he's a happy boy.
Does he know that he's on that poster?
Yeah, I showed him. He loves it.
So good.
He comes over to watch Game of Thrones on Sundays. Yeah. You should come one of these nights.
Didn't I? I was over there for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was.
And then
there.
You left.
I did leave. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
I had to go. I had a skedaddle.
That's okay. So anyway, I feel like I'm exhausted talking about fucking Eeyore, but I have a bunch of. I don't
want to talk about Eeyore.
Okay, great. Because I have more Eeyore things here, but
I think I'm spent.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of sad
about Eeyore.
About Eeyore, yeah.
But he had friends, dude. He had friends that always included him in shit.
I guess that's true. No matter what, they still always included him. That's nice.
Even the rabbit, who didn't like anyone. The Velveteen Rabbit.
The rabbit was
a
piece of shit, I think. I didn't like the rabbit.
No. Always bummed out.
Should we jump into some History Roads and just finish out the show with History Roads?
I would love that, personally.
Great.
Does Ryan have a preference?
Ryan?
History Roads, good.
Great, Ryan, he loves them. Ryan loves History Roads. He was telling us before we started recording today that History Road is his favorite piece of media that exists.
He said not the even most the podcast.
It's not. He wasn't even talking about the podcast. He was just talking about History Road.
Ryan said History Road is more important to research than microfiche.
Ryan also said that the History Road portion of Dynamic Banter is more important than his family. He told us that before the show started.
He did say that. And then to make sure we heard it, he texted it to both of us during the first couple minutes of the show.
The weird part was he was on the phone. He was FaceTiming with his mom. We could see his mom when he said it.
He was like this. And we were in the background and he was like this.
Yeah, and he's like, hey guys, I just want to let you know History Road on your podcast is more important to me than my family.
And then he went like this.
And then we could see his mom, really, her mood changed.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of a piece of shit thing to do if you ask.
I don't know. I mean,
I wouldn't have done
I'm that. Flattered. Kayla Hess sends us an email saying, my first successful blank is my favorite blank joke.
Oh, nice. A success story.
Hi, BBBs.
Hi. What was her name?
Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
I'm very happy to announce that I am now the world's best comedian. Sorry, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, not really, but I did make a pretty decent joke in the comment section of a YouTube video for another podcast that I enjoy, humble brag. I won't name names because I know both of you boys ain't about that cross-promotion commotion. That's not true. When did we ever say that? We can cross-promote.
I'm not against her saying it for us.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. As I was listening to this podcast, I heard one of the hosts say, I was walking down a cul-de-sac of nervousness. Mm-hmm. Immediately, I went to the comment section and furiously typed the following comment. Cul-de-sac of nervousness is my favorite Green Day song. Wow, we were talking about Green Day.
That's a really wonderful, wonderful unintentional callback. I walk a lonely man on the cul-de-sac of loneliness.
Fuck you. Fuck you,
Steve.
Fuck
Steve.
You.
Steve.
Fuck you.
Steve.
Sorry, Steve. Man. Sorry.
Darn, where it goes.
As of right now, that comment has 8 thumbs up, so I guess you could say I'm pretty viral. As always, I love you boys. Thanks for making me laugh way harder than the hosts on the other podcast I mentioned. Yeah. Love Kayla, the one who sent you the I love my chicken sign and the boob stress balls.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Kayla, that chicken sign is still up in my apartment. Not here. It's in my apartment. I said. Turpin Chan. Sends us an email.
Dude, that's like very close to being Turpentine.
It is. I wonder if he's heard it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Hello, boys. It's Chandler Turpening Wickwillian. And I have a... What's happening?
What was that? That was too much.
And I have a boy for you in my fucking house. JK, here's a hard toad. So actually,
That's a hard toad.
So actually, I played football once in my life, and it was when I was a freshman in high school. Mike, I feel like I remember you talking about joining sport as a freshman with no prior skills in that area, and it's normally a bad idea if you're uncoordinated.
Oh, I had prior skills from a very young age, so I can only 25% identify with what you're saying.
Wow, that was me, and I was trash. I was also 6'3", and during the summer works before season, they didn't know how old I was, and they had me practice with a man who was 6'6".
What sport is this?
And 280 pounds.
Oh, no.
It went on for weeks until I said, punishment for something I said because of my potty mouth? After that, they realized what they did and tried to get me to keep letting that overgrown freak of a senior to run his extra 100 pounds he had on me over. I quit football after that season and went for theater because screaming with other kids is so much more fun. I love the idea of you guys so much and enjoy your free show that I can cry laughing to and learn lessons from when you two talk deep. You showed me to unlock my creativity and be an open spirit with all. Thank you for being you, and when I meet you two someday, I want a firm, straight handshake or a nice, cute, boner-bumping hug. Grayson McGeef sends a heartfelt history road saying, Dear Steve and Mike, and really everyone that associates with them, I believe I'm one of your youngest fans. I graduate June 9th. That's my birthday.
Spit up!
And I wanted to sincerely thank you for getting me through the many stresses of high school. Y'all made me laugh when I needed happiness, entertained me on my walks home from work, and brought me so much joy when the stress overwhelmed me. I look forward to what Dynamic Banter Duo as well as the Valley Folk have planned for the future. Thanks for the laughs, you fine, fine comedy boys. Love your biggest BB Boy fan, Grayson McGeef.
Thank you, Grayson. Happy graduation. Drink a Mike's Hard Lemonade on me.
Don't get too busy.
Cancel your plans after graduation.
Skipping through a lot of emails that are too long right now.
Just so many emails going bye-bye.
Too long, I know. Skipping through a lot of emails that are too long, I know.
Wow, it's good. It's real tough to find.
Some of the emails are too long, just go on and on. This is Bon Iver singing.
Here we go. Henry Chandler. Wait, sorry, what is it?
Never mind. That's how everyone gets sick in the office at once. That's what happens when you surprise a baby elephant. Steve sneezes for a long time. And that leaf blower's going to start right up. We should take it in. You know what? We should take it in.
Excuse me. Henry Chandler says, blank is my favorite blank at the movies. Hello, born boys. I'm emailing you from the cinema.
Henry Chandler is my favorite Friends character.
That was Chandler's dad.
Please, Henry's my father.
Hey. Alana didn't want to be rude and just bust in here.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So I'll do it. Did somebody fart? Did you fart?
No.
You just need the keys, right? Yes, I'm sorry. How long have you been?
I made a note.
Oh, shit. How long have you been here? You should have just come in.
Well, at first it was fine. I was
sorry to interrupt.
Relaxing.
Oh, no, that's
fine. No, it's okay.
Here, there you go.
Thank you.
Were you just out in the parking lot this whole time?
Oh,
that's real cute.
Joe let me in.
Oh, good. Thank God. Did somebody die out there?
Sorry, Alana.
What happened?
A couple of people did.
We're almost done.
This man came up in a jacket and just started slaying people with a huge sword.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you ask him why?
I was just like, what the? I don't want to be out here.
No one thought to ask him why.
Can you stick around for a little bit? Because we're almost done anyway.
For more kisses?
Yeah, stick around for a sec. Yeah, for at least one kiss or something.
I'm gonna throw
Jesus,
up.
What am I, an idiot?
I'm going to fucking throw
just
up.
Just one kiss is all I'm asking for.
And this was.
Hello, born boys. I'm emailing you from the cinema. Don't worry, I'm in the back row, so my screen is bothering no one. Oh, that's a pro move. There's only two other people in here. They got nachos and are chewing very loudly. Anyway, I'm emailing you to let you know that the blank is my favorite blank joke has reached a new high.
Great.
It's in the new Seth Rogen comedy, Long Shot, the film I'm here watching. In the film, Charlize Theron says to Seth Rogen, men don't want to date someone more powerful than them. It's a real dick shriveler. To which Seth Rogen replies, the dick shriveler is my favorite Batman villain.
Yeah, that's great.
Anyway, that got a pretty good laugh out of me, and I couldn't wait to tell you guys. I better stop typing this so I can get back to watching the movie. Stay funny, you two beautiful bearded boys.
I wonder where the joke originally
came
from.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I remember... years and years and years ago, my ex-wife's friend was like, we were walking around, and then we said something in that...
It was
that
favorite punk band or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was an or it was like that. It was like a... They did it for, like, bands. They did it for... it was a band every time.
Yeah.
So it was like... Someone went like, man, it was a total disaster at the office the other day. Someone would be like, oh, total disaster opened for Fish.
Yeah.
It was like, that's what I remember years ago.
I had a YouTube video in like 2008 that was like fake band names or something like that.
And it was like that?
It was in my first book. There's like three pages of fake band names.
That's so good.
But I think it would be a good Netflix documentary.
Who originated
to figure out. It's called Blank is My Favorite Blank. And it's you trace back.
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay. Ready, steady, go.
Jack Mathis says Steve is a pervert. Good evening from a young Buffalo boy, Mike's favorite bad city.
There's so many people from Buffalo.
I try to be chort so Steve doesn't break my speakers. Dave and Ross is the best thing Steve ever made. With that, always in the back of my mind, last Thursday I thought I would show my art teacher a good Dave and Ross vid.
I accidentally pulled up the video where Steve paints a bunch of large man goods all over a forest landscape.
Oh, the one?
You cannot be trusted.
The one video where David Ross drew a dick?
Thankfully, I'm graduating and she knows this is not my peak of creativity. Also, thanks for liking my tweet, Stevie. Mike, my bucket list includes planning to see you perform in the Large Apple area someday.
How good is knocking something off your bucket list that's planning to do something?
A lot of things are like, I want to go to Fiji before I die on their bucket list.
Right, that's but
like
planning going to do it.
Oh, right. The on the list is planning
that
to
day,
do
if
it.
Mike ever comes, I'm going to wake up at 12 o'clock that day and I'm going to go grab pizza and make a day of it.
I'm going to plan it. On May 23rd, I'm going to make some plans.
That's scratching it off the bilky area.
He's saying, don't retire. You boys make my life happier. Keep bantering, Jack.
Thank you for listening, Jack.
All right. Well, let's do this one really quick. This one comes from Cody James Galt, and he says, scents for your candle company. Since you wanted to create a candle company, I haven't been able to stop thinking about what scents could be top sellers for you and have decided to send you the best of the best. So here's this list. Blue flavor. Mommy, look at this. Flood warning. Three more. That's very good. Flat screen. David? It's got a question mark. What blind people see? And it's just unscented, it says.
Unscented candle.
Fired Ryan. Amber alert. Not good. A little better. Hug. Dink and honk. It's a two candle set. Tony Revolori. 4G LTE. No, the other way. Neil Fresh Cut Grass Tyson. Cap. Whoops. Locked down. Your mother died. Kidney stones.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's the worst.
I didn't like the last one.
Yeah, and stronger there, you piece of shit.
I was actually a big fan of that until the last one popped up.
Yeah, me too. It just brought back terrible memories. You're an asshole. So anyway, thank you so much, everyone.
I was hooked up to IVs in the hospital.
Mike had a real bad time, guys. So
had
please.
A string coming out of my dick for about a month. So,
guys, we love you very much.
I'm
thank
sure it would
you.
Be a funny candle, though.
Sure, some people get some laughs out of it. Holy shit. All right. Well, guys, thank you for listening to the podcast, Mike. You can check out MikeFalzone.com.
Yeah, dude. Two very important things are the 2-hour second show from Nashville that you can get on dynamicbanter.clothing. We got those new pins. Thank you so much, Steve. The silver and black ones, and then the glow-in-the-dark ones, if any of them are left. Well, we mentioned them last time, you guys bought a lot of them. So thank you very much. I hope that you enjoy all those. And then on May 29th, I'm doing a Friends and Friends show at the world famous Laugh Factory, which is like one of my favorite buildings of all time. And I would love if you guys came. It would mean a lot to me. There's 300 seats. We got a bunch of people on the guest list and I'd love to sell it out. So you come, you hang out.
That sounds nice.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. And everyone in between, you're the best.
Ryan's been doing a good job on the videos.
Ryan's
on the
been
Dynamic
doing a good
Banter
job.
YouTube channel.
Yeah, shout out to Ryan.
Yeah,
nice job, Ryan.
You're fired.
Thank you. I'm fired, and you're fired also. And I am fired. Ryan, you're fired.
That was a HeadGum podcast.